From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has weighed in on Britain's possible exit from the European Union. In an editorial published in Britain's Telegraph newspaper, the U.S. leader urged Britain to stay in the EU, saying that decision will make the country stronger. The president added that remaining in the EU is a matter for British voters, but being in the Continental Alliance strengthens Britain's position. Supporters of Britain's exit, including London Mayor Boris Johnson, said Obama's statements were hypocritical.
America's a proud democracy built on principles of liberty, the idea of the sanctity of representation and no taxation without representation. It is very odd. It is perverse. It is hypocritical.
Mr. Obama is meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group, efforts to stabilize the Middle East, and Europe's refugee crisis. An autopsy is being held for music icon Prince, who was found dead at his Paisley Park complex Thursday. The 57-year-old singer and musician was discovered in an elevator. Sheriff's Department officials attempted to revive him, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Tributes have been coming in from every corner of the globe, from celebrities and fans alike.
Prince was like everything to me growing up. He got me through my middle school, he got me through my high school, my ups and downs.
He was a hell of a musician. He played 14 instruments. He wrote all of his own music, originals, gifted musician. He was a gifted person.
Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide, won 7 Grammys, and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song for Purple Rain. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders from as many as 170 nations gathered at the United Nations in New York to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change 4 months after the deal was initially negotiated. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir says that the fact that the biggest greenhouse gas emitters are signing shows they are taking the issue seriously.
Certainly the biggest emitters in the world of greenhouse gas emissions, and that would be the Chinese, the United States, India, Russia, Brazil. These countries are the ones who are polluting the most, and so the fact that they're here and they're pushing the deal and they're saying they want to ratify it quickly shows there's finally a global consensus that there has to be something done about climate.
The signing ceremony could put the agreement on the fast track to implementation well before the 2020 deadline. It will still have to go through the domestic policy procedures within the signatory countries. Afghanistan's national flag flew at half-staff in government offices, and special prayers were offered in mosques across the country Friday to pay respects to the victims of this week's deadly Taliban attack in Kabul. The attack on the National Directorate for Security killed nearly 70 people, most of them security forces. Another 347 people were wounded. It was the deadliest Taliban strike in the capital since the Islamist group was ousted from power in 2001. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says that his agency paid more than $1 million for the hacking tool that thwarted the security features of the iPhone of a terrorist gunman. Speaking at a security forum in London on Thursday, FBI Director James Comey said that although the litigation to force Apple to break into the phone was dropped, the discussion of privacy and public safety needs to continue. Comey did not reveal if any useful information was retrieved from the phone of one of the suspects in the December terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 people. And the popular online ride-hailing company Uber Thursday settled 2 major class-action lawsuits that will allow the company to keep its business model intact by continuing to classify its drivers as independent contractors. The plaintiffs in California and Massachusetts sought employee status and the benefits that come along with it. Uber must pay $84 million to the plaintiffs and an additional $16 million if the company goes public and meets certain business goals. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.